Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. This is podcast two on Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. We're recording early this week, not our usual Saturdays, because Saturday's part of the holiday weekend. So we're really looking forward to that. Again, I'm your host, Don Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beautiful Banting Park home here in the Shaw. And of course, none of this is possible without the great work of our recent college graduate and extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, doing it from home and not the usual at the radio, the WAOK studios in Radio Park. He's helping us all out, and we're honored to have Damian Meredith for the second podcast. Be sure to, if you haven't already, listen to the first one. A great story, a great entrepreneur who switched careers from remodeling into indoor air is filtration systems. Is that a fair, is that the right word to say, or just air quality?
No, you know, that's where I started really, Don. Okay. But it's indoor air quality.
Nice. And it's just, it's not about, you know, you're not making it smell nicer. You're scrubbing your products, basically scrub the air and eliminate. Is it like 99% of the, like kind of the harmful bacterias?
Yeah, it's like 98.6% is what they say. And, you know, I've actually tracked this real time with some of my testing and just following up before and afters. And so I can actually have testimony here personally that I've seen it reduce mold spores in the air by 98% within a short period of time.
Fantastic. And that's kind of, that's, you know, there's a lot of people out there and they're selling products and either they believe in them half-heartedly, but they make the pitch, whatever. But like, you have a product that you can stand behind 100% or at least 98.6%, but it's something you're providing a service to the community that benefits people, that provides healthier work environments and healthier homes. That's gotta be a great feeling, huh?
It's a great feeling, because what I actually believe when if you was to talk to any client of mine, yeah, is that when I give them something, I say, hey, listen, if it doesn't work for you, definitely spend your money on something else, because I don't claim that it fixes everything, right, but try it first, because there's so many things that I've bought that people say that it does one thing, and then you finally, you know, get that thing off of the infomercial that you shouldn't have bought, and you bought two of them because you bought now, and it doesn't do that thing that it says that it's supposed to do. So I find very, you know, much confidence in, you know, the Air and Surface Pro as a unit. And, you know, a lot of people get our business. We're not just so much air purification, is that there's a lot of things that maybe an air purifier won't cure, but we're in actually testing services, and we've come up with more
air purification. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Air purification is that we've come up with testing where we've introduced AI technology into it. Nice. There's nobody else in the state of Wisconsin that I know of that's doing the testing that we're doing.
Wow. That's terrific. And you know that because of you've obviously hit the market pretty hard. I mean, do you have other staff with your company, or is it just you?
You know, right now it's just me, and then there's actually a few people that I do bring on staff if we tackle any projects and testing. You actually caught me in a growth phase. We've actually hit here in the fifth year where I believe that I'm going to need to take on more staff, because we're just starting to book, you know, out a couple weeks. And if you have a problem, last thing you want me to tell you, Don, if you're having an air problem, is that I can come and see you in 2 weeks.
Right. So if you can last that long, or if you, you can suffer for 2 more weeks, I'll be there. Then your life will be better.
So we're in a growth phase. You will see new employees coming soon this year.
That's great. Do you have any idea about how many you're looking to hire?
You know, the thing about it is that I want someone that's as passionate as that I am for helping people, not just another tech that just wants to go out there and get through a 40-hour week.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's great. I think I'll keep that in mind if there's anybody I know that has your entrepreneurial spirit and also just passion for the service that you provide, the products and the services. I think it's funny, this time of year, actually, if you go back a couple weeks, probably closer to April, in our neighborhood, I don't know if it's the same in yours, but it's like all the door-to-door salespeople come along and it's either the pesticide people or the lawn people or the roofing people, or, and they're so obnoxious. And it just, you know, we had some real issues with some of the kids, but I could see something like that. And again, I'm not a huge fan of door-to-door sales, but someone like you, you know, ringing the doorbell and just saying, hey, I have these air purification systems. I can improve the quality of the air in your house. If you have problems with coughing, snoring, you know, some of these issues, health issues, boy, if I got a product for you. And I think chances are people will say, okay, or at least the interest rate will certainly be much higher. And obviously I think the conversion rate could too.
Yeah. So, I would guess, you know, I don't have that tenacity to go out and knock on doors.
Yeah.
Just really and truly, people calling, this is what the average call is right here, Don, is that, hey, listen, our family, everyone.
Sorry about that. Keep talking.
All right. So everyone here in our house keeps getting sick over and over again. However, we took a trip and we went up to, you know, grandma's house, and we stayed up there and we all got better. But the moment we got back home, we all got sick again. And so these are the type of solutions that that are coming up, is that, you know, we're all, the thing is that we're always getting sick. So I've got so many of those phone calls that are coming in. That
you're getting inbound calls.
Yeah.
People are finding you on Google or the search engines, and that's terrific.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's fun. Now, how many years have you lived in Waukesha?
You know, I've been here in Waukesha living for about 22 years, wow. But I grew up in a small town not too far away from here in Dousman on a farm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On
so,
a farm. You know, wow.
Yeah, okay. I'm a good old farm boy. I've seen a lot of things. So we grew up, I went to Kettle Moraine High School, graduated from back there in 1990. And so I've really lived in this area all my life.
Wow, that's great. Well, growing up in Dousman too, you're used to having a lot of clean air around, like, right, growing up on a farm. That's fair to say, correct?
There's a lot of truth about, you know, as I grow up, is about get out to the country,
yeah,
and the air is much better. When I'm testing air, I can actually test. I do outdoor samples as well. The air is so much better out in the country versus living in the city. So, yeah, used to air.
Yeah.
Or by waters, you know, you feel some kind of way. If you ever went by a waterfall or anything like that, you feel a different energy that's in the air. And that's
it's
not just in your mind. That's actually truth in that.
You feel it. Yeah, sure. That's I was talking. I had breakfast this morning with a very dear friend that was a former client and employer. And the last project we worked on together was in Ireland. And we were talking about when you go there. My family's from Ireland in the West. And the first time I went there in the 90s, I was staying in one of my cousin's rooms. And there's a certain dampness to the sheets, the bed sheets. And that's just from all the moisture in the air there, because you're on an island. And of course, these, you know, you're not far from the ocean. And in this rural area, people, they had to have the turf fires every night indoors to keep the walls from peeling.
Because oh, wow.
All that moisture in the air, you know, from like, the ocean, you know, right there. So it's but it's a good feeling too, you know. It's just that you're breathing that in. It's just like you said, when you're near water, you can it's more than psychological. You can feel it. It's a physical presence. So just like your time. Yeah. So what are your favorite things to do in Waukesha, if I may
you
ask?
Know, speaking of water and energy and things, my favorite thing to do is to be on the water and go kayaking. And since we are here in Waukesha, it's not talked about enough, I don't think, is that the Fox River is a fantastic place. We usually take it from over at the Fox Parkway over there. They have a little park that's there. They just put in a brand new kayak launch, and you can take it down to like going towards a river. I think it's River Road, Highway I out there going towards Mequonago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a nice paddle, maybe about, you know, 2-3 hours paddle, And it's a nice paddle. You see a lot of wildlife, but
Nice.
I work with people all week long, and then on the weekends I usually try and get out there. I don't cast a fishing pole. I just get out and
Just
look
get
at
on the
wildlife.
kayak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
Wow,
about
that's
yourself?
terrific. Yeah, we my wife and I are both big foodies. You know, her dad owned a restaurant in New Berlin for 20 years, and I worked in the restaurant business for many years, especially during my time in Chicagoland. And we love going to downtown. There's a lot of downtown Waukesha. There's a lot of great restaurants, as well as some of the other places around the area. We're going to go to our first farmers market this Saturday. We love the farmers markets, and we have kids in sports too. So our youngest is a freshman at Waukesha South. She was a three sport athlete this week. I think this year it might only be two, but volleyball and softball are her big sports, and so we go to a lot of games. And then she's on a club team, and so we with that comes a lot of travel too. So, but we also we live in a neighborhood of the big park, Banting Park, and we love spending time outside. We For Mother's Day, we had it was the first Mother's Day in 10 years where there wasn't a softball tournament, and all the dads were at a loss for what to do, and we can make a reservation somewhere, and just everyone's kind of pissed off waiting or whatever. Or we organized a Bloody Mary tailgate party like we did every year at the tournaments, but this time it was at Banting Park, and we must have had like 20 or 30 people there when you add up like the spouses. The kids were invited, and one guy brought both sets of in-laws
Oh,
because they
wow.
were and so it really was a lot of fun, and it was great to catch up with some people we hadn't seen in a while. And that may be an annual tradition now for Mother's Day. So so like I said, we really love our Waukesha life. Our youngest son goes to Carroll, and he's playing football there. And
All
he
right.
played, yeah, he was a great athlete at Waukesha South, and he's living his best life because his dream is to teach at Waukesha South where he went and coach. And so he's well situated. He's already got some opportunities through there, like student coaching, and he has a couple of jobs this summer with the athletic department. Excuse me, we used to call my dog's name's Popsicle. There's him. We used to call him a radio dog because when I used to do the radio show at 7 in the morning, he was always very quiet. And we get our share of walkers and Amazon deliveries that early, but he's a little bit hard at the. Yeah, I think our youngest daughter's home. So, but so we just we enjoy our family. We enjoy, but we do want to take advantage of like the Civic Theater, the Performing Arts Center. We haven't, we've yet to see something there. Want to go to the, check out the History Museum. Just like there's so many great little hidden jewels, we've yet to check out in Waukesha.
That
We love
sounds
the
awesome.
parks. Yeah, we used to swim when the kids were younger. We were always at Horeb or Buckner,
Oh, sure.
swimming in the summer. So we love that. My wife's an educator, so when the kids were younger, we'd get the teacher's discount on the summer zoo pass, and they were there a lot. We were there a lot, like during the summer when the kids were younger. So it's Milwaukee's like the capital of summer. And having lived in a lot of different cities in my life, it's a really great place to be in the summer with all the festivals, not just Summerfest and State Fair, which those are
Sure,
amazing
sure.
events.
They have a
Yeah.
lot of different festivals that go
Yeah.
on. I love the area, and I
Yeah.
might bump into you. We've been saying that we want to go to the farmers market and get down there, and
Great.
we're looking for some plants. So
Nice.
we said, hey, maybe this Saturday we'll get down there.
Oh, good. Yes. Yeah. We'll be sure to look for you. So, oh, that's terrific. And where can I ask what neighborhood you live in again, Damien?
I stay right over by the Four Pools. So, what is this called? The hills. What is that? I see it, that little park down there, but I stay off of Randall near Horb Pool.
Oh yeah, that's a great area. So yeah, so you're not that far from the coop.
Not
If
that
you,
far at
yeah,
all.
so
That
yeah.
listen, one of the key places that when I started the air businesses. Is that, hey, I want to protect the places that I visit. So, protected church, that was a good place to protect because I like to go in there. And then
Yeah.
also the coop, I love eating there. So I protected that. And then also Nori's, I love eating there. So it's easy. You protect the places where you like to go.
Yeah. Here's a very embarrassing question. Where's Nori's?
Nori, I'm sorry, I call it Nori's because that's the owner. That's Casa Noble.
Oh, Casa Noble. So, yeah, sure. I grant. Yeah.
So okay, Nori, good. Nori is one of the owners there. And so okay. I do that often. You just did exactly what my wife
said. I love
did.
It, though. That sounds better than Casa Noble. Let's go to
Nori. She goes, that's not the name of the restaurant.
Well, we're friends with the owner at Mia's, Bo Blask, and he's been on the show before. And, you know, young entrepreneur like yourself. And we'll just, instead of saying Mia's, we'll say, let's go to Bo's. And they're like, what, is that a new place? You know, people that aren't in the know. But, yeah, that's a great. If you love Italian food, you definitely have to check out Mia's if you haven't been
there. Oh, yeah. I've checked that out before. Yeah. I love their lasagna from down over there as well. Yeah.
Sure, sure. So, and in People's Park, I don't know if there's many places better than People's Park. They always do a great job there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I've eaten there plenty of times outside and up on the roof as well.
Yeah, the rooftop. We got to sit up there a couple times. That's fun. And we like Spring City Wine. We don't go there enough. So, Mainstream, we love their burgers.
I haven't been down there, but I've seen that Waukesha Eats. I've seen a picture of it and I've said,
if it's just carry out, like they do a great job with whatever that temperature is. It's that same temperature when you get back to your house and you take it out of the box and eat it. They do a great job with that.
Perfect. But
burgers. So definitely check out Mainstream when you get a chance. So and they have an outdoor patio in the summer too. That's great as well.
Awesome. Awesome.
So when Friday Night Live, opens back up in June, that'd be a good excuse to get over there.
And that's one of the things when we said when we were going to move over here, about 8 years ago, we said, we could walk right down to Friday Night Live, and we haven't walked down there yet to it.
Okay.
But we will check it out. We always say we're going to go down there, but we haven't been down yet. Yeah. So
can I ask Damien, how many are in your family?
Right now, it's just the two of us, and then I have a son. But the total of kids that I have a total of four boys.
Nice.
Okay. So I'm ranging from 35 to 25 years old.
Wow. I see. Looking at you, I wouldn't have thought that you were someone with a 35-year-old son. So
I shave off the gray hair.
I'm
53 years old. I had a son when I was very young. But, we actually have four grandkids.
Oh, fantastic. And they all live in the area too?
They're up in the Fond du Lac area.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay. Not too far then. So, well, that's great that they stayed in Wisconsin. That's for sure. So anyone have interest in following, getting involved in the business at all? They all have their
own. I have one son, Dante, that actually has helped me out several times. And, He did remodeling with me as well. And right now he works full time. And, there's always an open door for family to come back in. We'll just see how that goes.
Well, that's great. Oh, that's terrific. So, oh, gosh. So in the time we have left, what have we not talked about that you want people to know about Damien Meredith and about Elite Indoor Air?
I guess the main thing is that I'd love for people to know is that, hey, listen, when you're at home, that's not when you should feel your worst, is to, get your air tested, find out there might be something else that's going on that can make you feel better. So, that's what we try and do here at Elite Indoor Air. I always tell my clients that I'm rooting for you, that we don't find anything at all, but I'm here to help you if you do.
That's terrific. So. Yeah, and before we tune out to just some local, I want to congratulate Dan Schreier, athletic director at Waukesha South. Got a really nice plaque from the Classic Eight since this is our high school's last year competing in the Classic Eight. It was a really nice acknowledgement. And so I thought that was a great, great way to kind of end the spring sports season as we get near that. And I want to thank you too again, Damien, for joining us on This Week in Waukesha, and I'll be sure to send you the link so you can share it on your social media. I really admire your work, and I look forward. I know we're talking about setting up a coffee date, a time to meet for coffee or lunch or something on the next couple of weeks. So I look forward to that as well. And I love our city and all the great people that we have here and all the amazing things that they're doing. And you're another great example. And I want to thank again my producer, the mighty Max Martinson. I want to wish everyone a really happy or just a really wonderful, meaningful Memorial Day weekend, keeping those in our heart that are no longer with us, that gave their lives in sacrifice and service to our country. And always remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. And hope to see you at the upcoming Farmers Market, all of you. Thank you again, Damian Meredith, Elite Indoor Air. And see ya.
See ya.